You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
Terry Stacy, here she is, ladies and gentlemen. It's our friend Mel McMahon.
Hi, good Mel. Morning, Terry.
Good morning, my little Indiana original. How are you guys holding up?
You know, we're doing okay. We're starting to make adjustments, you know, thinking about when we're going to go back to the office and, you know, working on some play dates for the little one, you know, trying to figure out, you know, how do we still stay safe, but also stay mentally safe and healthy?
Because right.
I think that's kind of the point to we're getting right now is, okay, physically we know what we've been doing, but what do we do for our mental health?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it might be to stay away from social media, because again, we are so divided once again and angry and mean to one another. I was just loving the fact that we all got along, and then it didn't take long before, you know, we start, don't take my guns, you know, I'm not wearing a mask.
It's very hot issues, right? Everything seems to be a belief now, not like fact or fiction. And because we have so much information coming at us, it's really hard to sort out, you know, what's true and what's not. And a lot of that, Terry, you know, it causes anxiety.
It causes
stress. It's an instigator. And you know, I thought it'd be perfect to invite Kathy Boone Black with Indiana Integrative Hypnosis on with us today. She's one of our members. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Now, Kathy, I thought this would be really appropriate to have you on here. Give us some tips, some tricks. Tell us more about what you do and kind of clarify some things about hypnosis. So tell us, how did you first get introduced to hypnosis?
I grew up with panic attacks starting at the age of 6, and my life was pretty much very fearful of everything. I missed a lot of school, missed a lot out on a lot of life just because of all my fear. And back when I was growing up, they didn't know panic and anxiety. They just deemed me a nervous kid. So, and therapy really wasn't the thing back then. So they just wanted to give me medicine and send me home. So when I was in my early 20s, I decided I was going to find help and was introduced to a psychiatrist at the IU Med Center who introduced me to hypnosis and taught me self-hypnosis. And then I got into a cognitive behavior self-help group that was teaching me that my thoughts were scaring me. And it all started to make sense. And then I got interested in researching the brain and the body and how it works. And
so, Kathy, what is hypnosis? What is it exactly?
Hypnosis is actually we go in and out of trance all day long. If you've ever been driving somewhere and you think, oh, my gosh, how did I get here? That's highway hypnosis. So it's narrowing your focus of your conscious mind somewhere else. Actually in hypnosis, I'm giving people suggestions on how they can have a better life. We're working on things that might have set some tone for their life in their past. So we work on that because it's all stored there in the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is 95% of who we are. And so that's where the patterns and programs are set. So with this pandemic, it's very, you know, it's bringing up a lot of anxiety for people because it's uncertain and it's something that we're not in control of.
Can anybody be hypnotized?
Everybody can be hypnotized if they want to. I can never make anybody do anything they don't want to do. But like I say, we all go in and out of these trances all day long. So anybody can be hypnotized if you're willing to take my suggestions. But I can't make anybody do anything they don't want to do.
What are some of the things hypnosis can help?
Well, obviously, you know, obviously, the anxiety and stress with any kind of fears, phobias, smoking, weight loss. I have a program called Prepare for Surgery, Heal Faster, where I do hypnosis a week to two before surgery. And I've used hypnosis for surgery since 1988 and would never have it without it. It's not that it takes the place of anesthesia, but it helps prepare our bodies and our minds for surgery and to help heal quickly afterwards.
Wow.
I love that. So, I've not heard of that before. I mean, that could work for, can all ages, do you help all ages? If you're a child and you're afraid at this time to go to the doctor or, you know, can you help with that?
Usually what I don't work with anybody that's under 18, but what I it is the parents who are anxious about their children going into surgery or having procedures done. Because when the parents are more relaxed, the children are more relaxed.
Okay. Wow.
Kathy, what should we know about stress? What does stress do to our bodies? I think a lot of people think about, you know, kind of the mental things or the stigmas or, you know, what medicine can fix. But what is it really doing to us when we have all that stress and anxiety? Well, within 3 seconds of a fearful, angry, sad thought, the brain starts kicking in because it thinks you need to go into fight or flight. And part of that is when it sends out those stress hormones, within 3 seconds, all the muscles and organs in our body tighten up, getting ready for fight or flight. So our organs don't work as well as they could with a, you know, with going up against tight, tense muscles. And so that's why they say that stress is really hard on the body because your muscles aren't relaxed. And think about it, your heart's a muscle, you know, the tissues of your lungs are muscles. I mean, it's like when I was always feeling like I couldn't breathe. And then I had to realize that my thoughts of not being, oh, I can't breathe, that made my lungs tighten up and I couldn't take a deep breath. So when I just relaxed into it and knew that it was just my anxiety, I could take a deep breath in.
I
had something similar with swallowing pills. You know, I used to have a lot of trouble swallowing pills. And, you know, Sister Jean Marie tried to get me to swallow Red Hots, you know, to get over it. And finally, just this year, I just said to myself, I'm not going to choke.
Right.
And I have never had issues with it since. So it's, you know, kind of that same thing, talking to our body, having those conversations.
Exactly. Because, you know, we get pictures in our minds. I mean, probably at some point in your life, you had a little choking episode, either on food or pills. So your subconscious mind took in, okay, it's scary to swallow these pills because I might choke. And a lot of times that's all on a subconscious level, but those muscles in the throat tighten up. So when you took that more secure thought that says, you know what, I'm not going to choke, then your muscles relaxed and you could easily swallow the pills.
This is Kathy Boone Black. Integrative hypnosis is what she is all about. And for those of you that are a little anxious about going back to work, perhaps now you're going to be going back to work and you're going to be traveling and for business, you might feel a little anxious. She can help you with hypnosis. She says anybody can do it. Anybody is able to do it if you let your body do it. We just have about a minute left, Kathy. So how do you let your body do that? How do you be open to it? Because I am open to it, but I've never been able to be hypnotized. So how do I prepare myself for hypnotism?
Well, I think a lot of it is gaining rapport with whoever's working with you.
Okay.
You've got to be safe in their presence because, you know, you probably go in and you don't really understand. I really explain what it is. And I can even work with people on Zoom and FaceTime. I've been doing that for a couple of years now, even before this. So you can just, you know, gain that rapport with you, whoever's working with you and just really understand what it is. I think that's the biggest thing. People don't understand what it is, and that's scary because you feel like you're going to lose control or somebody's going to control your brain, and that's not it at all. So really understanding, and I really work hard to really explain what it is and let people feel comfortable about it.
That's awesome. Mel?
Indiana Integrative Hypnosis.com. Kathy, thank you so much for being our guest today, and thank you so much for being an Indiana Originals member. I really hope we can get the word out to people that need you today.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks, ladies. Today's top stories are next, 93 WIBC.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45. And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.